All right, all right. Welcome to another episode of the Success by Design podcast. I'm one of the hosts, Tim Madden. Super excited to talk to you today about a topic that we can't talk enough about. But hey, before that, I want to let you know we are approaching the start of Q1. Man, Kate, can you believe we are approaching Christmas already so quickly? I remember, you know, even me and Christina writing our goals down on January 1st. It's crazy. We blink and almost the whole year is beyond us, right? So, hey, as always, if you're looking to get a head start on your competition in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Despite no one hiring during the holidays, right? We hear that all the time. Tim, no one hires during the holidays. Hey, you are mistaken, because we have had 38 offers come in a little over 2 weeks here at Executive Career Upgrades. So it is crazy. It is crazy. The hiring's back up, but most people want to wait, right? So hey, don't wait. Do me a favor. If you need help in your career securing your next director, VP, or an executive role, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Let's get right into the episode. Today we're talking about, man, something that so many people struggles with. It's in my new book, too, that's coming out. Today we're talking about overcoming the fear of failure. Why are we so scared of this, man? Why? You know, some of the most successful people I've met, man, senior leaders at Apple and Google, just scared that they're going to fail. You can't be successful in this damn life in anything, with fitness, with relationships, with finances, or in your career without failing, and failing a lot. You know, I had a note here, you know, so if you're taking notes, the first thing I want to go over is the more I fail, the more I succeed. The more I fail, the more I succeed, right? And I also want to start off with, you know, asking you, right? What does failure look like for you in your personal or professional context? When I was thinking about this, really what really comes to mind is, you know, when I talk about fear, do you know what actually fear stems from? The important thing is we always, actually, I'm going to pull up the definition of fear. I love pulling up definitions. What is the definition of fear? Let's actually see what this is, man. An unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. One more time. Hey, an unpleasant emotion created by the belief that someone or something is dangerous. Dangerous? What's your definition of fear? When I was thinking about it, I was thinking about what leads us to that. And it's often what I just come up with is three things. Perfectionism. We want things to be perfect, 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 perfect. And we're just so scared it's not going to be perfect. Hey, can you even think of a time where you kicked out a new product to the market? You took over a new team? You did something in your life where every single thing was just perfect? Right? Me and Christina are building a new home right now, right? And there's so many components to this new home, right? Hopefully she doesn't watch this. I don't want to give her anxiety, right? But you know something's going to be messed up in that home, right? But that's okay, right? Almost nothing goes perfectly in life. Expect it, anticipate it. Hope things go the right way, take action, right? But perfectionism, right, is only going to slow you down. Number two, a lot of people doubt themselves. Why do they do that? So many people doubt themselves. I don't know why. Right? You have so much potential inside of you. So why would you doubt yourself on anything? That's where fear kind of, you know, comes in. And lastly, hey, societal expectations. They expect you to win. Don't get me wrong. That's one of our mottos for the team here at Executive Career Upgrades, right? Is winning is the expectation. But that doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, have some hiccups along the way. So the important thing is, hey, what does fear of failure mean to you? Because here's the thing. If you're scared it's not going to be perfect, if you have all these self-doubts, if you have all these expectations by other people, number one, who really cares what they think, but that's besides the point, right? This is going to have a huge impact on your decision-making, risk-taking, and growth. I'm fortunate that whenever I put myself in difficult situations, right? Or actually, let me tell you two personal stories. I was thinking about this leading up to this podcast, like, hey, what are two things? When you think of the two things that I've been scared about the most, you're probably going to laugh at this, okay? Because I've been deployed overseas. I've been in combat zones. I've dealt with a lot of emotional, traumatic things in my life, just like you have. But when I was thinking about scared that I wasn't going to make it, do you want to know what the two times were? The times were, you know, when I, in 2005, when I was in military intelligence school, this was a 12-month school at Fort Huachuca, Arizona. I was training to become an intelligence soldier, and I went through lots of hard courses. But the hardest course was at the end was a computer course. It was Cisco routers, Linux, and Windows. It's a very complex test, right? Most people didn't make it. Imagine going to school for 10 months and then failing out on one of the last tests, right? So man, I just had so much anxiety leading up to that event. I'll tell you how I handled it in a moment. But I was so scared, man. I was like, oh my God, if I fail, I might have to restart. I might have to reclass. I've been here for 10 months. And then let's fast forward again to another military school. To any military service member out there, especially those in the field artillery or aviation, the washout rate is pretty high in those two occupations just because of the math, the demand that's placed on you, right? So these are very, very difficult military schools to go through. So I'm sitting there and I remember, man, we called it the Mod 2 test. Man, there you have like 10 manuals. You can't use Control F because that would make it too easy for the military, right? So you have like these 10 manuals on your desk, right? All of these calculations, you mess up one thing and it's all going to go to shit. And man, I just had so much anxiety leading up to that. And I want to tell you the things going on in my life during that time. Christina was pregnant while I was in field artillery officer training, right? So I'm like, man, I have to pass this test. If I don't pass this test, I can't restart over because Christina's gonna have the baby then, right? So man, I have, you know, not only the fear of like, what if I don't pass this test, everything that comes along with the fear. So I get it. And that just kind of shapes your mind really quickly. So how do I combat that when I'm feeling that way? That's really what I wanted to talk to you about today. Because you may think of these as just two silly tests, right? But these were like pivotal moments in my life where I was struggling with, like, I didn't know if I was going to pass. I want to tell you, we're going to talk about a lot of things on this podcast today, but I want to tell you on the only thing that really matters in my mind. If you're scared of something, you need to train again and again. And that's the only way to ease up on that fear. So if you're scared about these hard, you know, military assessments like I was doing, I was just studying late and studying early. That's the only thing that kind of made me feel a little less anxious. So what is it for you right now? What's going on in your life? What are you trying to overcome right now? What are you scared about? Here's what I know. The more action you take, the less scared you're going to be. The more action you take, the less scared you're going to be. Man, I've looked at so many things. I don't know, you know, on Netflix right now, if you haven't seen it, Martha Stewart came out with the segment, right? And you wouldn't believe how much failure she's had in her life. If you haven't checked that out, definitely go do that. To my knowledge, she was the first self-made woman billionaire. And in that Netflix series, she talks exactly how she did it. Extremely inspiring story. And you see everything she had to overcome all the way through jail time or et cetera to get to there. So you have to know. Okay, you look at the Paul Mitchell guy. You look at anyone who's had any success. You look at, what's his name from Apple, Alex? Who is the Steve Jobs, right? Dude, removed from his own company, man. And then they pleaded with him to come back. So if you think you're about to have any success in this freaking life without overcoming like severe trials and tribulations, you are extremely mistaken. So embrace it, man, right? Because you're gonna have to fail to have success. It is a part of getting to success. So, you know, what I want you to do is look at all of the successful people you know of in your life. Did they have an easy life? You just easily make it up there to be a millionaire, a hundred millionaire, a billionaire? Probably not. And think about this too. You don't have to be afraid of failing. You could just never do anything. But what would your life look like then? Christina just, you know, sent me a note. She was talking about in 80 years, right? I say this a lot if you haven't heard me say this, right? Follow me for a sec. Envision this, right? Humor me for a second. One day you're going to be 80 years old. Are you ready? One day you're going to be 80 years old. You're going to be outside sipping some coffee in the morning. What do you think is going to be happening then? You are only going to be thinking about what, man? The past. Everything that you did wrong, everything that you did right, things that you didn't want to do, why you were scared, and how silly that was. So just remember, if you need some motivation one day about, you know, I don't want to do this, I might fail, etc. Hey, you're 80 years old, looking back on your life right now. What would your 80-year-old self tell you? He'd probably say, get to work. One of my favorite quotes by Tony Robbins is, hey, you're going to have two regrets in life, okay? You're going to have the regret of never starting, or you're going to have the regret of going through the painful experiences to have success. Pick yours. So think about it. If you're going to have that anyway, why not get something from it? Because you can't have success in this life if you're playing it safe, because you're going to miss opportunities. You know, the funny thing is, when we talk about building resilience, I believe we talked about that a couple weeks ago on the podcast. How do you build resilience? You're put through hard times. So do you know what the good thing is? If you have always been scared about fear, do you want to know the good news? Right? How do you alleviate that? You keep facing it freaking head on. Head on every single day. Then you know what happens? It actually gets easier a little bit over time, and then easier, and then easier, and then easier. People that avoid it, it's just hard forever. So you need to be able to turn this fear into fuel. It's crazy to look back on my whole military career and what I did for 20 years, because you know what my biggest, like, when I look back at it, even though, you know, I'm in my 40s now, I'm not 80, but I look back and I'm like, man, I had so much potential serving in the military to do so many more great things for our country, right, and the military community. And hey, I had a couple accomplishments, but I didn't live up to my potential in the military. And that's something I have to live with like the rest of my life. Life is too short. You need to go out and get the job, okay? You need to go out and get the money that you deserve. You need to go out and do the hard thing, do the uncomfortable thing. So, we've talked about it before. Success by Design podcast. Hey, what does success mean to you? Remember we talked about on the first episode after we rebranded the podcast, hey, what does success mean to you? And I asked you to write down that definition and I've shared mine with you. Hey, what you might want to do is go back and put in, hey, I know fear is a part of success. And I know failure is a part of success as well. So you got two options. We can take action and be scared and it can get easier over time. Or we can never do nothing, live a mediocre life, be 80 years old one day, wondering woulda, coulda, shoulda. Hey, I'll leave that up to you. Now, for those, right, because we still got a special going on, for those that do want to take control of specifically their career, do me a favor, go on to execupgrades.com/podcast. See you next week, everyone.